Kawana, South Africa. A big Westmoreland welcome as he comes to preach the word of God. Hallelujah. Come on, let's praise God for the man of God all the way from South Africa. Hallelujah. My good friend, my buddy. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. I thank God for the lead pastor, Dr. Jerry R. Nelson. I thank God for the associate pastor, Ricky Neum, and all the leaders. Give a crop offering to Jesus. Hallelujah. I want you to pray for yourself. Put both of your hands on your head and apply the blood of Jesus. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. Thank you, Lord, for your love. Thank you, Lord, for your care. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. In Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. I bring you greetings from South Africa. And the South African people, they love you and they are praying for you. God bless you. We go straight to the word of the Lord from the book of Matthew 11 verse 2 going down. From the King James Version, the Bible declares, now when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said unto him, art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Jesus answered and said to them, go and show John again those things which you hear and see. The blind receive sight. The lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, and the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. Let me read Isaiah 53 verse 1 as well. Amen. Talk to me, somebody. Talk to me, somebody. Isaiah 53 verse 1. Who hath believed our report? To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Lift up your right hand. Father, I thank you. We are gathered in the United States of America at Wilson. Anoint your word in Jesus' name. Bless your people in the name of the Lord. Amen. I start in Matthew. It is a well-known story. When John the Baptist was in prison, I don't know what happened to him, because in his unconsciousness, he believed the two children greeted each other. Elizabeth and Mary were both pregnant at the same time, and the children greeted each other. But in his consciousness, he started to doubt. He sent two of his disciples, go and ask him Is he the one, or we have to wait for another? Jesus answered and said, go and tell John, the lame walk, the blind see, the deaf hear, the dead are raised. I want you to greet somebody, look into their eyes and tell them, miracles still happen. If you're looking for the title, write that one down. Miracles still happen. What the devil, Dr. Nelson, does most of the time is to whisper in the ears of Christians and say, you have cancer. Forget it. Your daddy died from cancer. Your mama died from cancer. Your brother died from cancer. You are also going to die. Listen to me. Refuse that lie from the devil. Miracles still happen. Miracles were not only in the time of Jesus. Even in our time, miracles still happen. When you look at me, you are looking at a living miracle. You are looking at a walking miracle. Because the driver of the car died, but we were next to each other, and I survived. It wasn't my power. It was the purpose of God. I feel like preaching to you. If the purpose is not fulfilled, even a gun cannot kill you. If the purpose is not fulfilled, leukemia, cancer, AIDS, TB cannot kill you. Miracles still happen. We are sick and tired of pastors who only preach and talk stories, but there is no power in the pulpit. We want men and women of God who are anointed. After you preach, if the brother came with a headache, that headache must disappear. If somebody came with cancer, cancer must disappear. We are sick and tired of preaching the gospel, but without power. Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation. We need the power. You need the power. I need the power. You don't need gimmicks in the pulpit. You need the anointing. You need the power of the Holy Ghost. And power will not come by watching too much television. Power will come by prayer. You must be a man and a woman of prayer. In Africa, if people want power, there are wrong things happening now. They go to a sangoma who believe in demons and say, give me power. Like Simon the sorcerer who paid money and said, I want this power. But the apostle said, Simon the sorcerer, you can't buy the gift of God with money. I want you to know, as I'm preaching here, I know Africa is hearing me, and I'm here now to address Africa. There is no power in a sangoma. There is no power in any preacher. Power is in Jesus. If you need power, connect yourself to Jesus. For Jesus is the source of power. Say amen. Say amen. Say amen. Miracles still happen. But listen to me. If you want power, number one, live a clean life. Live a holy life. Hebrews 12:14 says, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see God. Number two, be a man of prayer. Number three, know the word of God, and you will receive power. Miracles still happen. The dead are raised. The blind see. The lame walk. We need a church to walk up from sleeping. People come in the church sick, they leave the church again being sick. It is an error. It is a mistake. When you come sick, you must go out healed by the power of the Almighty God. Because miracles still happen. You'll be healed from that cancer. You'll be healed from that asthma. You'll be healed from that infirmity. Only believe. There is a lot of funny things happening in the world today. I don't know about America, but in Africa, where I come from, funny things are happening. People are being given water to say healing is in the water. No, healing is not in the water. Healing is in Jesus. If you believe Jesus, you shall be healed. But you must come to a place in your life where you stand upon the word of God. And say, cancer, you cannot kill me. TB, you cannot kill me. Dementia, you cannot kill me. Sugar, diabetes, you cannot kill me. I believe in Jesus. I believe in miracles. Miracles still happen. Hebrews says, Jesus is the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. So we are in the season of miracles. Actually, Jesus said, you shall do even greater things. Greater works will follow you. You remember when Jesus came to the grave of Lazarus, Martha and Mary were worried, and Jesus told them, your brother will rise. And they said, no, Master, we know. When you come back for the second time, he will rise. But Jesus said, I'm not talking in the future, Martha. I'm not talking in the future, Mary. I am the resurrection. And I am the life. Today is your day for your healing. Today is your day for your miracle. Today is your day to be delivered. For everybody who calls upon the name of the Lord will be free. All you need to do, call his name. Call the name of the Lord. Jesus will deliver you. Jesus will heal you. Jesus will set you free. Miracles still happen. I want you to write on top of your fridge and say, miracles still happen. If I never believed in miracles, I wasn't going to be alive today. But because I believed in miracles, I say, accident, you cannot condition me. I am healed. I am free. I am delivered. I am empowered. I am anointed. And here I am. When I got discharged from the hospital, I was given a walker. Saying you can't walk alone, use a walker, the walker walking. But when I reached my house, faith came in me, and I threw the walker away. I started walking on my own. For the kingdom of God has suffered violence, and the violent people, they take it by force. America, rise up. Take your healing by force. Take your deliverance by force. Take your salvation by force. Take your miracle by force. Because miracles still happen. Don't believe a lie from the devil to tell you no. The disease you have, you are being disciplined, is fine, don't worry, just relax. That's a lie from the devil. Learn to refuse what you don't want. Let me read you a last scripture. Psalm 66 and verse 12. May you please put it on the screen. Talk to me, somebody. Talk to me, somebody. Talk to me, somebody. Psalm 66, verse 12. Are you ready? Thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water. But thou broughtest us to a place of wealth. Thou broughtest us through. Let me read again. Let me read again verse 12. Thou hast caused men to ride over your heads. We went through fire and through water. But thou broughtest us out. And to a wealthy place. Westmoreland, this is your scripture. You might have helped people who have forgotten you, but they used your shoulder to climb to be where they are. But when you meet them today, they cannot even greet you. Don't worry. God is bringing you to a place of wealth. Because you have gone through fire. You have passed through the water. And you never threw in the towel. And because of that, I declare, I decree, may wealth become your portion. In the name of Jesus. The American dollar is the strongest currency in the world today. But if you don't have it in your bank, if you don't have it in your pocket, you are struggling. I'm praying for you. Your bank will be blessed. I'm praying for you. Your wallet shall be blessed. I'm praying for you. You'll be very, very wealthy in Jesus' name. So we don't only believe in spiritual miracles, but we also believe in financial miracles. May God bless you with houses. May God bless you with cars. May God bless you with wealth. In the name of Jesus, receive the grace. Miracles still happen. Even financial miracles. You brought us unto a wealthy place. Shout amen. Shout amen. Amen. Wonderful. Miracles still happen. Don't allow the devil to destroy you. Don't allow the devil to tell you lies. Believe the report of the Lord. Who has believed our report? To whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? There is a medical report. There is a financial report. But believe the report of the Lord. Because the report of the Lord says you are healed. The report of the Lord says you are free. The report of the Lord says you are delivered. The report of the Lord says you've been brought to a wealthy place. Stand with me. Let me pray for you. Stand with me. While I was seated there, the Lord spoke to me, somebody here, you have got a skin condition, rash, whatever it is. All of you have got skin conditions. I want to pray for you because God wants to heal you. Come to my right. And anybody who needs a miracle, come to my left. Come now. Yarabariandi ribirianda. Ribarianda rabahande. Eribirianda rabahanda. Thank you, Lord. Dr. Nelson, start anointing them with oil as I command and pray for them. Come. Come believing. Miracles still happen. Begin to pray, begin to pray. Lift up your hands, everybody. Begin to pray, begin to pray. I command the skin condition, go, yes, in Jesus' name. Touch my hand. Touch my hand. You skin.